Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The House Fraud Prevention Committee has wrapped up its work before the next legislative session. DFL Committee Lead Dave Pinto says the two sides may disagree on the politics of fraud, but both want it to stop.
We all share just a sense of fury and shared with so many Minnesotans at the prospect of, and in fact we know this has happened, of taxpayer dollars that are intended for vulnerable people, people in need, and having those dollars not go to people in need.
Republican Committee Chair Kirsten Robbins believes legislation to stop fraud will get passed.
Over the last year, we have exposed so much fraud that I think there will be strong bipartisan support to get fraud done. That might be the only thing we get done this year, but we will get some fraud legislation through.
The next hearing for the Fraud Committee will be held when the legislative session begins February 17th. Minnesota is heading into the deep freeze for the next few days. Ryan Dunleavy of the National Weather Service says it will be bitterly cold through Saturday.
Your wind chills are going to be anywhere from that minus 35 to the minus 50, the minus 50 range, with the coldest being northwestern Minnesota. For most of us, this isn't our first rodeo when it comes to cold air, but frostbite can happen very quickly and also, lead to hypothermia.
Temps will fall double digits below zero for most of the state tonight and Friday night. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi says two people are under arrest in connection with an ICE protest during a St. Paul church service. Bondi announced this morning that Homeland Security investigators and FBI agents arrested civil rights attorney Nikema Levy-Armstrong and St. Paul Board of Education clerk Chantel Louisa Allen. And the 2025 Forest Health Report is out for the Minnesota DNR. Forest Health Program Coordinator Brian Schwingel says May fires in northeast Minnesota were one of the big stories of the year.
They swept through a lot of forest that was previously heavily defoliated for many years by spruce budworm. So spruce budworm didn't start those fires, but the impact of spruce budworm certainly made the fires burn hotter and faster.
You can view the full report by heading to the Department of Natural Resources website. In other headlines, Minnesotans need to be on the lookout for the signs of frostbite during this extreme cold snap. U of M Dr. James Miner.
Usually what happens is it starts to hurt first. Even before you feel cold, you feel pain. And the pain will get worse and worse, and that's your body telling you that it doesn't want to be that cold. It's not frostbite, it's just kind of your nerves saying, this is bad, I don't want to be here anymore. You need to get warmed up when that starts to happen.
Miner says dressing in layers and not exposing too much skin to the cold can help fight off frostbite. Minnesota's monthly job growth was flat in December, and the state's unemployment rate increased by 0.1 percentage point. The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development says the current unemployment rate is now 4.1%. Numbers show the private sector lost 1,700 jobs between November and December on a seasonally adjusted basis, but local government jobs made up for those jobs that were lost. And the Minnesota Wild are back in St. Paul tonight to play the Detroit Red Wings. The Wild are coming off a 4-3 loss at Montreal Tuesday night. Minnesota's 28-24-9 and tied for second place in the Central Division. This is MNN.